God has given for you and me so we can see.
Have you ever had a relationship with someone who had sinned against you, or maybe you sinned against them? And maybe the wrong that was being done went on for an extended period of time, maybe for 3 or 4 months, maybe for 2 or 3 years. Ugly things being said behind the back, harmful measures being taken against the person, even though they had done nothing to the one who was trying to harm them, and all of this madness continuing for months, again, maybe even for years. Eventually, some of the madness stopped. Some of the dark behavior ended, but maybe not all of it. Maybe most of it was finally brought to an end. Maybe for a brief period of time, all of the madness ended. But the person who was sinning against the other never went to that person. Let's say someone was sinning against you. And finally, it seemed like they had gotten to the point where they decided, I'm not doing this anymore. This is wrong. I'm going to stop. And as far as you could tell, they stopped doing whatever it was that they had been doing to you. Slandering you behind your back, gossiping about you behind your back, taking pleasure in the fact that people were working hard to prevent you from succeeding in life the way God wants you to. At some point, it seemed like they got to a place where they said, I'm not doing this anymore. And as far as you could tell, it stopped. But they never came to you and never admitted to you that they'd done the things that they had done. You knew. But they refused to admit it. They refused to confess. And they refused to ever apologize. They refused to ask your forgiveness. When that has been the case, has it been difficult for you to feel completely at ease with that person? I mean, truly, completely at ease. Think about how at ease you feel with one of your closer friends, not your closest friend, numero uno. No, let's not go that far. Let's not go that far into the levels and intensities of intimacy. Don't go that deep into it. Come out of the depths of intimacy a bit and just consider someone who is a closer friend. Fairly close friend. Compare the type of freedom you feel when you're with that person compared to the kind of freedom that you experience when you're around the person who kept sinning against you for years. And as far as you can tell, they finally stopped, but they never came to you to clear the air. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness has power to clear the air so that if the person who was doing wrong is sincere, they truly have stopped sinning against you. They truly are sorrowful for having sinned against you. They're apologizing with all sincerity. And they want your forgiveness, not just so that they can feel better that their sins are no longer held against them by you, but also because they're hoping that you all can start over with your relationship and make it better. In fact, make it good. If that person were to come to you like that, and again, now remember, I'm emphasizing they're sincere. This isn't a situation wherein the person walks away and you pretty much know they were just going through the motions when they said, hey, I'm sorry if I did anything to offend you. That's such a lame cop-out. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so brave and daring and courageous when we commit the sins. Let's be just as brave when we go to the person to confess the sin and apologize for it. Yeah, don't try to sugarcoat it. If I did anything to offend you. Come on. You know you did something to offend the person. The power of forgiveness. We're talking about power. Generally speaking, power. But for the moment, we're focusing specifically on the power of forgiveness. The power of making amends. Go to that person, admit what we did, apologize for it with all sincerity. Ask for forgiveness so that the relationship can be healed, so that the relationship can be made whole, and you two don't have to go through your life, the rest of your life, with one person, one who was sinned against, wondering, okay, has the person stopped the madness? Where are they in this relationship? Do they want to have a good relationship with me, or are they satisfied just having a working relationship? I mean, where exactly are they now? And the one who has been committing the wrong, who has been doing the wrong, is thinking, well, I wonder if they realize I'm not doing the stuff that I used to do. I wonder if they're okay with me now. See, all those question marks can be removed and replaced with definitive answers if the person doing the wrong will just get with the one they've wronged and clear the air. Now, notice though, I gave you both sides of that. Maybe the situation is one wherein the person who was treated badly realizes, hey, you know what? I need to go talk with so-and-so. We need to straighten this out. It may be husband and wife experiencing these dynamics. It may be parent and child. It may be co-workers, fellow worshipers. The relationship could be anywhere. In one case, it could be the person who is treated badly is the one who brings the subject up in hopes that the person they go to won't deny that they ever did anything wrong. That's what a lot of folks will do. They'll deny they did anything wrong, or they'll try to evade. They'll try to minimize. They'll try to put it back on the person who has come to them and start telling them, well, you have weaknesses too. You have flaws too. Well, every human being has flaws, but what I'm talking about right now is what happened between you and me. I'm not discussing what happened between me and my child. I'm not talking about what happened between me and my coworker. I'm not talking about what happened between you and your grandfather. I'm talking about what happened between you and me. Let's focus on that so that you and I can clean up our relationship and the two of us can move forward in life together the way God wants us to. Or whether it's the person who's treated wrong bringing it up, the one who did the wrong bringing it up. Soft hearts, tender hearts of all involved, ready to clear the air and make things right. Help make the relationship good from here on out. The power of forgiveness, the power of amends, power. Let's take a look at power of forgiveness from another vantage point when I come back.